Every once in a while, you have to use a Dvar Torah that's an oldie but a goodie. There's always the question by Sfiras HaOmer, which of course plays into the Parshas HaMoadim in this week's Parsha, the question of why do we have to count the Omer up? Why do we count day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day six? Generally, we don't do that. You know, I currently am teaching in school, and it's the time of year where we begin counting down. There's 30 days left of school. There's actually 34 days left of school. 32, 31, 25, 20. Why do we count down, and yet when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, we count up? And I think the answer to that question is very simply, what is the point of your counting? Am I counting down because I want to be done with something? Or am I counting up because I want to get to something? And I think that makes a really big difference. When a person is, their birthday is coming up, when a wedding is coming up, when a bar mitzvah is coming up, there often is the feeling of there's 10 more days, there's 5 more days, there's 0 more days. We want to get to the finish line. That's what we count, that's what we care about. But if I'm building towards something, I feel like today is day one of this opportunity, then tomorrow also matters, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. I'm building upward, and because of that, it matters so much more. What is the counting of the Omer supposed to do? It's the 49 days leading from Pesach to Matan Torah. It's a time of reflection. It's a time of introspection. It's also a time of growth. So if it's a time, if those are all the factors that we use to explain and to determine what the time of year is, then what really matters? Well, what matters is that I'm building up, I'm moving towards all of my successful goals. Now I think it perfectly makes sense why we count up. Today matters, but so does tomorrow and the next day and the next day. My bracha and my hope is that each and every one of us should feel enriched and grow throughout the process leading from Shavuos from Pesach to Shavuos. And just as an aside, with Lag BaOmer just around the corner, I think that it also begs the question. One of the ideas behind Lag BaOmer is we do bonfires, and people often wonder, what is the purpose of a bonfire? So I saw a beautiful explanation that I think ties in beautifully with this idea. Lag BaOmer is all about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the light that he brought to the world, the light of Torah. By bringing bonfires, what we do is we symbolize the fact that we want to show that we're bringing more light into the world. As part of that all, and I think this is how it completely comes together, there has to be an understanding that what brings light into the world is the growth that we do in Torah. And that's our hope. Our hope is that we add more light in our Torah, Avodah, Gemilas, Chasadim as we grow throughout this time of year.